listener production. Our kitchen is always open.
I'll have what she's having.
It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Well, Matt, when we were leaving the national broadcaster, we chucked a bit of a farewell party for ourselves. A few raves around the country.
Five raves in 5 days. How could I forget? Broke into some kind of adrenaline, like, seizure after the fifth rave, I remember. Lying in bed, shivering.
Yeah, it was pretty massive. But I wonder how much that whole thing cost. Because technically the taxpayer did foot the bill for that.
Yes, that's right. But the taxpayers were invited, Alex Dyson. We had thousands upon thousands of people attending every one of those parties. The doors were open. Anyone could attend. But should the same set of circumstances be allowed for a private function that said goodbye to a very important person in the university sector? Well, we dive into that, Alex Dyson, a little bit later on.
Yes, it's a expensive wave goodbye. So you'll be hearing about that in a moment. Not only that, Matt O'Kine, it says here on the rundown that you're doing a silly thing. I always like that.
Yeah, it might be something that you haven't done before. So figure, why not break it out on a little bit of a Wednesday to get us through this humperoonie.
Let's jump in. It's Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Producer Bron, once you get your phone out and check your screen time, and check how many hours you're spending on TikTok these days.
It's actually gone down.
I remember
it
in the early days, Bravo. You were up at Lord of the Rings trilogy movie a day.
It was over four and a half hours.
Yeah, but can we just say that this was back during the pandemic? Yeah, all right. We were all lost in our screens for many hours a day.
My daily average is now only 5.5 hours.
On TikTok?
Of total screen time.
Oh, that's not too bad. What about the talk?
Let me have a look. So if we're going yesterday, it's actually quite concerning because I didn't think it was high. It was only 2.5 hours.
Of TikTok.
On
your screen.
That's just yesterday.
On Sunday, it was 3 hours and 40 minutes.
3 hours 40. Okay.
And then Saturday was 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Friday, 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
So baby steps, Bron, here.
It's not 4.5 like it
no,
used
exactly,
to be.
No, exactly.
I've cut
it's
it
not
down
four and
by
a half.
Half.
Yeah.
No, well done. We're proud of you.
Good stuff, Bron. But it does mean, because I don't want it to go to zero, because you always do bring us some good news as to what's going on in the world of social vertical video, including a trend where people are calling their parents, telling them they've got a new job.
Yeah, it's very funny. I've really been enjoying this trend. People are going around telling, usually it's like young girls calling their dads to say, I've got a job underwater welding. And
now, why do you think they've chosen underwater welding as the job to tell their parents, to prank their parents as to seeing that's their new line of employment?
So apparently it's like one of the most dangerous jobs in the world. People die doing this job. You get paid a lot of money. So they're saying, you know, I'm being offered like a 2-month apprenticeship. I'll get 180K, something like that. And they're like, it's a great opportunity. And the parents are always like, what the hell are you talking about? You don't know anything about welding. You don't know how to scuba dive.
Do you know what? I know a friend of a friend does this job, right? And it's one of these things where they end up going away for like, a few months at a time, like kind of living underwater, right?
Like they're often
really,
oil
really
rigs,
deep.
Which are in the ocean, and I guess they've got to be attached to something down there.
Yeah, and then they go down and they do all the work. Yes, I heard about this just recently.
Are there sharks around?
Surely, it's the ocean.
Oh my God, don't even get me started on the jellyfish.
Well, I've just Googled it, and salaryexpert.com says in Australia, an entry-level underwater welder, 1 to 3 years experience, earns an average salary of $96,000. On the other end, a senior-level underwater welder, 8+ years of experience, earns an average salary of $168,000.
That doesn't sound true.
Doesn't sound like enough to risk your life.
That doesn't sound like enough at all. I would think it has to be in the, you know, $300,000 kind of mark.
On Reddit here, someone sees $150 an hour.
To like live underwater for a while.
well, you're spending a lot of hours of the day. It's pretty interesting. But how do the parents react, Bron?
Well, we've got some audio of this.
So I applied for a bunch of random jobs the other day, and one of them makes like $150,000 a year. Mm. So basically, I would just be like an underwater welder. Andrew, I got the job.
They offered you a position?
Yes.
To weld underwater?
Yeah. Don't you just like swim out there and like light like metal on fire?
Hey, good news.
What?
I heard back from one of my jobs that I've been applying to.
I'm sweet. Assuming they said, did they offer you a job?
Yeah, they offered me a job, but it's at an offshore oil rig.
Is this a joke?
No.
Because it's hard work. You're not really making there.
No, so it's actually an underwater welding apprenticeship.
You're not going to stay. It's not like, oh, I'm going to hold my breath and go underwater with a welder. No, you're in full scuba gear. You have a tank on. You have to learn how to do that. Hold your breath for a minute. What do you think? You're going to pop up for a minute and go back down there and weld, jackass? You jackass. What, you think you're going to have a fucking snorkeling thing on like mom and go fucking weld?
Not taking it super well, the old yeah, parents there.
No. Few haters in the midst.
Dear, oh dear. Well, we thought just to road test this, we might have to give one of our own parents a call and just let them know that we've decided to join the underwater bubbles.
Oh.
What do you reckon? Should we get Ian Dyson on the phone?
No. Do you reckon he... Do you reckon that there's any way you could even slightly convince him that you'd actually do this?
How would I get him to say I'm pivoting from podcasting to underwater welding?
What about, can we do it? Can we say that you're doing it as part of, like, your
a radio
job?
Stunt?
A lot yeah. of people have said that they're doing it as a, like, a brand deal. Where they're going on like a client trip.
Now you could do that. You yeah. could say that you're doing it as part of a thing for a big company.
Cool. All right. I'll see if I can come up with something.
Oh God, I feel nervous for you, Daiso.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, it's Alexander.
No caller ID. I'm very suspicious.
We are a little bit sus these days. Just calling because I forgot to mention it to you earlier on, but I'm going to be down that way soon, down in Portland, the old deep sea port down there.
Yes. When?
In about a month. I think we're doing a radio thing where we try out different jobs, like we road test the job. So we've got a couple up here in Melbourne. I think I'm going to be a cobbler, and then I think I'm going to an investment bank. See what they do. And then down in Portland, they're getting me to do some underwater welding.
Right. Yeah. What would you like me to say?
Well, what are your thoughts on underwater welding and your son doing it?
Listen, I got to tell you this, mate. When you're at Triple J, you should take up every opportunity to go out into the community and do whatever they were doing in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like shearing, they were doing welding, they were doing blacksmithing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do now. Make up for lost time.
I agree with you. Go for it, mate. Go for it.
Oh. So you're not so worried about me doing that, worried about my job I currently do.
Who's the f- in the background?
Sorry, that's Matt O'Kine in the background. We're doing an internet trend of calling your parents and saying you're doing underwater welding. See what they say.
It. Tell Mucko Coin. Come down here, Mucko Coin.
Okay. Ian, sorry, it's been a while. How's it going? Hey, and by the way, can I say I had nothing to do with this idea. This is all Alex, okay? I'm just
yeah,
I'm
Matt
just
only
watching.
Only pranks me when he gets random people on Zoom to surprise me.
Mucko Not- Coin, when you got nothing, you call me Mucko. Good on you.
You got right, nothing.
I think I've got a new enemy down south. I don't think I'll be visiting Warrnambool for a while. No, sorry.
He thinks you put me up to this, Matt.
You got a best friend who tells you the truth. You're Mark O'Kine.
All right, Dad, I'm not underwater welding, but okay. It sounds like I should probably actually get onto it and give it a go.
They got sheep on ships, mate. Sheep on ships.
Have you done welding before, Dad?
Yeah, I have actually, because I got in trouble in secondary school and they put me in detention and I had to go with this bloke and I used to weld.
In detention?
Yes. I had to go on a Saturday because I did some stupid thing because I was an idiot, right?
And welding was the punishment. Were you above or below water?
Above water, but I made a great gate.
Oh, there you go.
You made a good gate.
Yes.
Oh, well, nice one.
Obviously the punishment worked because you've turned out to be a productive member of society, Dad.
I don't know about that.
could be going a little bit far. Anyway, always good to chat, Dad, but we better go.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ian. We'll catch you next time.
See you, Mark.
This wasn't my idea.
You're known as the prankster of all day breakfast, Matt.
All right, no, I really appreciate it, Ian. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dad. And you are correct. When we've got nothing, we call you.
Exactly.
Weird to think, Matt, that a lot of our parents went to university for free, like absolutely no money at all.
Yeah, bring it back, I say. Well, I mean, arguably a lot of the acting colleagues that I just went to uni with also went to uni for free.
What do you mean?
Don't know how many of them are able to pay the hex debts.
Well, right, as in they
employment.
They are only required to pay it back once they start with making a certain amount per year.
Yeah, per year in the field that they studied in. So look, some of us, are still paying off certain DEBTs, but not me, by the way. I am all above board. Thank you very much, ATO. Don't come knocking.
Indeed. Stay away from the O'Kine residence. No footpaths. Can't even get there. But the crazy thing is for young people these days, not only are they paying exorbitant amounts for their unis are spending it on some quite interesting things.
Bro, I saw this news article that came out recently. Yeah, I did. And it is hard to justify, Alex Dyson, seeing the headlines that Monash University has spent over $127,000 on their Vice Chancellor Margaret Gardner's farewell party.
Putting a party together and it's costing $127,000. I don't know where they're getting the money from for that, but a Freedom of Information request filed by the staff union from Monash uncovered the expenditures for the July celebration. It's probably because a couple of the staff were there. It took place in the NGV's Great Hall. Not even over at Monash. Could have got a little free hall at Monash, I'm sure. No, let's go to the biggest art gallery in the state. We'll get Kate Sobrano to play. Old Kate was down singing her hits. So hopefully you put a bit of passion. What a tune.
Three-course meal. It was a black tie event. I mean, I would have liked an event like that. Pay for a ticket. Get your meal. Absolutely. Get Kate Sobrano. Absolutely. But shouldn't you be paying for the ticket? Why is the uni paying for it?
I don't know. I have no idea. But people are quite annoyed at the fact that this lavishness, this luxury was getting taken place in a cost of living crisis. We're a lot of students, you know. Yeah, they got the accommodation costs as well. They've gone through the roof.
Well, Margaret Gardner has since become the governor of Victoria. Okay, so that was where Margaret's moved into that position from. And
yeah, I'm not going to say goodbye with a lavish farewell. She'll probably be saying hello with quite a lavish welcome as well.
Yeah, it's not like she's retiring into something like, you know, needed the goodbye. She's going on to a better job. Like, yeah, she's going to get better pay.
She's not joining the army. She's not getting posted in Ukraine or something. She's going to the governor house. That's across the road from the NGV. It's got the big gates. It's got a big sandstone tower.
Anyways.
It's unbelievable.
So, well, whether it was, who knows, it might not have been Margaret's idea, okay? And also, I heard that the, I should say I didn't hear anything. I did not hear anything. I'm not making any allegations. But what I deduced from a couple of the headlines was that this particular Freedom of Information Act may, and I say this really sincerely, may have been requested due to a few staff members who weren't invited.
Right. So it wasn't the people who were there. They probably came back from the party and said, oh, Kate Sobrano was great. They're like, sorry, who? Kate Sobrano playing the farewell. Did she volunteer her services for this lavish event?
Oh, Malcolm from accounts is just sitting there waiting for everyone, watching his colleagues all stream back in, hugging and laughing each other.
Three courses.
Streamers around.
I hope it was three courses of muesli, home brand muesli, because this is outrageous, spending all that cash. But look, Matt and Alex will be happy to tell you, we lodged our own Freedom of Information off the back of this.
Yes.
We wanted a breakdown of what the money was being spent on. And like, looking at it, you can sort of understand why the costs spiraled a little bit.
No, exactly. Because it's easy to just say $127,000, you know, and think, oh, that's a lot of money. But when you break it down item by item on a properly digitized, format.
Called a spreadsheet, yep.
Spreadsheet, yes, which is what I have received in my inbox from the powers that be. It makes perfect sense. So should we
go through the Monash University lavish farewell party budget right now?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a look. Let's check these numbers, shall we?
Yeah.
All right.
$59 is how much each slice of fairy bread cost because the hundreds and thousands were made using the dandruff of actual fairies.
Wow.
Yeah. So and then that's not easy to get.
It is lavish. They don't. It's like, you know, you can get maple flavored syrup or you can get maple syrup.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. This was actual fairy bread, like the fairiest of bread. Yeah.
On the buttered bread. That's good stuff. Befitting the farewell of a vice chancellor. Line two here. We got $8,000 spent on human sushi platters. And it looks like it's got a fee on top of that. They went the deluxe package with models that had six packs so they could place a single nigiri on each pack. It's just like a human bento when you've got that sort of six.
No, and size. You know, if a vice chancellor can't get that kind of sushi, then what's the point?
Exactly.
Honestly. Yeah. $32,000. That's how much per hour it costs for on-campus parking these days. So actually a lot of it was just getting the Kate Sobrano to be able to park, you know, on the campus.
And I think the parking, I think everyone arrived at Monash, parked their cars there, and then was valeted into the CBD to the NGV for the event. So
yes, yeah.
It's pretty good. We've got $1,500 here spent on printing for napkins. Why would you need to print on? Oh, okay, no, it looks like for napkins on the night, they've used their students' arts degrees to wipe the filth off their face with, which is lucky that at least they've come in useful for something.
Yes. I was surprised to see $17,000 being billed, actually, because I thought for one item that seems like a lot, but it was a commission for Banksy to carve a special ice sculpture of the departing vice chancellor scratching her head, dubbed the Nice Vice with Lice. Ice says her goodbyes. So that made perfect sense. As soon as I saw that, I thought, yep. That's worth it.
That's it. That's furthering the arts. Absolutely. And look, the final cost. Now, this is a whopper. This is an absolute huge one. $35,000.
Oh, what?
No. On a cameo. Oh, that's that video messages from celebrities you can purchase.
Oh, yeah. Who did it?
It looks like that they got a cameo of Donald Trump wishing the vice chancellor well in her future. And Matt, I've managed to track down the audio of it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah,
you better play it.
Okay, let's play it.
No, this is you, mate.
Oh, what?
If I come up with the idea, you have to do it.
No, I thought we... Oh, wait. Oh, do I have to press the button?
Yeah, you got to press play on it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello, Donald Trump here.
I just wanted to say thank you for the sushi. I loved it. I love Margaret. As the vice, I mean, I wouldn't be vice. You wouldn't see me being vice president. You would never see me be vice president ever. I would never. I don't even know who my vice president is. I don't understand the word vice. But for you, I'm very proud. I hope. Good luck wherever you're going. Thank you. Good night.
Incredible, incredible stuff. I mean, it's hard to see that if that was worth $35,000, but Margaret will be very rapt that Donald took time away from the court cases to
Margaret, Margaret Gardner, I need a gardener if that's what you're looking to do after this. I don't know. Just in case I need someone to prune things.
Just every now and again, a little bit of Arnold Schwarzenegger comes into that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we can get to the chopper, whatever. Whatever you need.
I only get to the best choppers.
I'm actually friends with a lot of choppers. A lot of people don't know this about me. I'm friends with so many choppers, I can say whatever I want about them.
Well, Alex Dyson, when it came to what we were going to do during this segment, during our daily meeting, we thought, oh, what should we talk about? I mean, there's so much going on in the world. And I thought, no. Here's what we're going to do. And I put my hand up and I thought, I will take the lead here.
Now, I got the piece of paper. Believe it or not, this show does have a rundown. We somewhat know where it's going to go. And just here, it says written right here saying Matt tries to do a silly thing. Now, Yes. That is as much information as I or producer Bron was given.
Now, this is something that we can all do, which is why I feel quite excited by it. Okay? This is literally something that we all, not just the people in this room, but you listening, Australians, people around the world can all decide to do right now.
So you're saying stop what you're doing. If you've got your headphones in.
Stop it.
Listening to us while you're walking your dog.
Yeah.
You know, if you're at the office with the big cans on, stand up from your computer chair.
Yep.
And do
this is it.
What Matt is about to do.
Purely because I'm just interested. Okay. And I'm interested in a team sense. I do want to know. Out of us three, who is the best at this? But I'm also interested in hearing whether you are the best at this. I just want to know whether you are amazing and whether you deserve some praise that you are currently not getting right now.
All right. Well, what is this mysterious thing that we can all do?
Well, Alex Dyson, I remember growing up in a time, and Bron will certainly not be familiar with this point in life, in which you were
lucky.
And
that Bron's still in her 20s.
Yes. Yep. You were lucky. Damn right on the edge of privilegization, okay, which is a word I've just invented for being in a privileged suburban society.
In a privileged civilization, you were in a privilegization.
Privilegization. And I was very much in that in the western suburbs of Brisbane, going to Ironside Primary School, in which we were lucky enough to have three computers in the back of the classroom.
Mate, not like old Warrnambool Primary School, year six, we had two on one side and then another two old, not 3.5 floppy inch disks, 7.5 inch floppy disk computers. And that's your big boy, extremely floppy disk. And which you could play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah, I think the 8-inch floppies, they're
massive. It's I don't know how much data they hold, but they were large.
I tell you what.
And I think because the actual floppy disks, which are still the save item icon to this day, the 3.5-inch floppies, they weren't all that floppy. They were quite firm plastic.
Yeah. No, I think you might have been talking about the 4.25-inch floppies, by the way. Because the eight inch floppies were like they were even before my time. So you had the 3.5s and the 5.5s.
Yeah, I think they were just that old at Warrnambool Primary School.
All right, maybe they were. Look, the point is, the most exciting time of the year, and we talked about this like just last week, talking about, you know, studying information processing, sitting at my typewriters at the high school, learning how to craft a letterhead. One of the most exciting lessons of the year was the grade 7 typing speed test, in which you would be typing as a little Olympian runner would be running along and would be jumping over the hurdles.
So the amount of words you typed made the runner run faster.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you stuffed up, the runner would fall over the hurdles and stuff like that. Okay. And it made me think the other day, I was like, I haven't done a speed typing test in a while. Then it occurred to me that we don't do speed typing tests on the computer anymore because we text.
It's all on the phone.
It is all on the phone. And it made me think, I don't know how fast my record is for text typing. So I thought, let's all do one.
Let's all do a text challenge.
A speed text typing test, yes.
Well, first of all, we're all on different apparatus. So this is going to be a bit like the Formula One, where you have like Mercedes versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Because, yeah, or versus Williams. And some people are driving a crap car and never win, even if potentially they're a better driver.
Okay, well, look, let's just all go to the same website. Okay, are you ready? Get your phone out.
Right. Do I open up a like a internet window?
Are you going to send us a link?
We're going to go browser and then we're going to go to www.typingtest.com.
Typingtest.com. That's it.
Okay, now here we go.
This is not a scam or anything, is it?
No, I don't know.
This looks dodgy.
We value your privacy, says Typing Master.
It's asking me to log in.
Okay, no, this shouldn't have anything like this. It should just say, check your typing skills in a...
It's asking for a free trial.
I'm going to reject all.
Okay, fine. Do whatever you need to.
You may click to consent us and our 769 partners processing your data for purposes. No.
No. Okay.
Reject
you
all.
You shouldn't.
Reject.
Hey, no. Listen. Okay, you don't need to worry about this. We're going to typingtest.com. It should come up. The screen should say, check your typing skills in a minute.
Yep. Okay, I'm on a different screen now.
Type away
okay,
to join 150 million plus test takers.
Yes, okay. Now, let's do a 30-second test.
30-second test.
Okay. We'll do medium test. Now, once
medium text. So is this medium-sized words?
Sorry. Yeah, medium-sized text so you can look at it. Okay, now we're going to go to start text, you can hit the button and it doesn't start counting down until we start.
Wait, what can I expect from this?
Okay, so
You've practiced this before. Me and Bron have not.
I haven't practiced this. You've just got to type what's on the screen, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So hit start the test. Okay, we got 30 seconds. Now it should say, does yours say a man who was falsely imprisoned for 10 years?
No.
Is that the start of the text?
At the top, it says click to start, but this all looks like a pop-up ad.
Yeah. It's not. Just click it.
So we're clicking to start?
Yeah,
and then we have to type what that says.
Okay, now what does it say?
Mine says the movie The Godfather.
I think I haven't said click start yet. It says if you toss a can of...
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so as soon as you start texting, it will count down, okay?
So we're going to... Not when click to start, it'll when you do your first word.
No, as soon as you do your first word, okay? So here we go. Are we ready?
Okay.
Yep.
All right, ready, set, go.
If you toss a can of...
Who was falsely imprisoned... Uh-oh. Don't get any words wrong, by the way, because...
It's hard when you guys are talking.
Oh, I did a comma and it did. You'd be...
Yeah, you can't get any wrong. It will divide your time. Do not stuff this up.
Oh, I already
go back.
Go back.
You don't have to, but it's just going
to
mean...
to the surface...
After he succeeded.
Ooh,
oh, no, that was it. That's it. No.
That was hard.
You're just joining three people typing as fast as they can.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait. Okay, we've got a drum. Can we get some sort of music here to find out who?
The drum roll is who is the fastest typer on the team.
Because it says the average typist is 36. Okay.
So what they're doing is doing your typing speed, which is your words per minute, and they're timesing it by your accuracy, which is your percentage of typos.
Now, how many? Okay, let's all ask. How many typos did you have?
I had six.
I had two.
Oh, guys, I had 100%. Well, all right.
I didn't know you could backspace
back to it. Yeah, I didn't know that this
was. And then I started
of
typing.
Of course you can.
And I typed the word, but I was on the word before.
Have you never done a typing test before?
No, I've never done a typing test before. You deliberately didn't tell us what we were doing.
Okay. Can we all just reveal our scores? Alex Dyson, you had 36 words per minute.
I'm the average typist. Exactly the same as the average typist, 36.
Wow.
48 per words per minute, 6 typos, 75% accuracy, 36.
No, not good enough. Bron, what did you get?
I got 33.
Your boy Ocon, 46 words per minute. Thank you very much.
Well, I got 48 words per minute. It was just my bloody accuracy.
Yeah, but I got 100%. Read it and weep, baby. Can you, okay, if you can beat me, your boy, Disco, please send us your screenshots. Go to typingtest.com. Take the test. This is not an ad or anything. It's the only website that we've all, I just Googled typing test, and this is the one that came up. Take the test, 30 seconds. Medium text, hit us up. Can we give a crumb bag to a winner?
Fastest listener.
To the fastest typer?
Fastest typer by the end of the week?
Yeah, just send it through.
Sure.
We thank you for joining us. It's been a whole heap of fun, and we'll be with you again for a big show tomorrow.
Until then, keep in touch. Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.